Parak Beis Mishnah Vav Gistera. Gistera is a kli cheres shenishbar ktsas mimenu, where a little piece of the kli cheres gets chipped off of it, and you have now a shard. We call that shard a gistera. Vafilu l'nishbar ktsas misvaseif, even if just a tiny bit of the edge is what chipped off, or a filu aznav, or like the ear of the kli, even if just that chips off, we call this a gistera. And other farshim explain a kli cheres which is split into two. So the word gistera comes from the word gisi tray, two sides, so gistera. Nevertheless, yeshli adayin base kibul still has a receiving part to it. It has a base kibul, and therefore it would be makabel tuma. It's just that the Mishnah is going to be discussing like this. The gistera shenimtis bekivshan. So if this gistera is found in the kiln, so a klicheres kozman shle nitzav bekivshan, until it's fashioned in the kiln, ain't a love teres kli, it's not a kli yet. So therefore, if before it was fashioned in the kiln, which is the, and the fashioning would be the gemar malacha. So before that stage, if that's when it broke, then afterwards it was fashioned. So then tahora, it's not going to be makabel tuma, because b'shash at nigmar malacha, the time that the work was being completed, it wasn't a kli yet. It was just, you know, some mud and dirt mixed together. But mishenigmar malachta, if the gemar malacha was done already, it was already forged in the kiln, if it broke after it was nitzav in the kivshon, timeya, so now it's makabel tuma, because at the time that it broke, it was already a full kli. The kibin shishal base kibul, since it technically has a base kibul, despite the fact that it's a shard, but you can still use it. They would take it and put it beneath a leaking barrel to catch the water, so therefore it would be makabel tuma. Titros is a kli shumanukav milmata. It's porous from the bottom, has a lot of holes, and then at the top it's like narrow and there's one hole there. And when you place your finger on the upper hole, so then the mashke, the liquid inside, would not leave through the bottom holes, kind of like a straw, right? You can suck up water from the cup and you quickly put your finger on the top. Even though the bottom of the straw is open, the pressure will not allow the liquid to leave the straw. So they would have some kind of device where it was porous at the bottom, and then they could put a liquid inside, and as long as the finger was on top, the liquid would not be able to leave. And as you adjust your finger, the liquid could leave, and they could sprinkle sauces or water on food that they were using. It's a neat little kli. So this titris, Rabbi Elazar bat Tzadik is metahir. Why? Because Sharia Mashka, the liquid, Yotzi Derechan Akavim Shalamat, it leaves through the holes in the bottom of the kli, if you don't have the top hole sealed with your finger. And therefore, Nimso Shah Base Kibul in a Chashav Base Kibul. We don't deem this a Base Kibul. Yes, technically, if you're holding the pressure in by putting your finger on the top hole, it will support and hold the water. But Lamais, if you don't, then it spills out. So Blazer Bar Sadduk says, this kli is not Makabel Tuma. We don't deem this to have a Base Kibul. Rabbi Yosi is metamir. Rabbi Yosi argues that titus is mekabel tuma, because since at the end of the day, like the anochas etzba, you put your finger on the top, so you prevent the water from leaving through the bottom. So therefore, hari is a kli that has a base kibul. Ibnei shehu kemosi prutos, meaning she'af below anochas etzba, meaning says Rabbi Yosi, even without putting your finger at the top hole, ein amayim yotzim and hakavim elaman ma, the water only will leave slowly, like drop by drop, prutos, drop by drop. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosi, chiddush, not only, you know, if you had your finger on the top and you sealed it, nothing penetrates, it's a base kibul, nothing will leave, it's a base kibul. But even if you don't have your finger on top, since the water only comes out very slowly, she'af below anachas ha'etzba, since the water in a mayim yitzim minakavim elaman ma'ad comes out slowly, isn't gushy, it comes out slowly and sprinkles, therefore still deemed the base kibul as makabel tuma. And the Mefarshim explain the machlokas over here, we'll learn about this later on in Parak Gimel, that a kli cheres, which is meant for liquids. So im nasebo negev, if you make a hole in the kli cheres, the size of a neg of a hole, shear a neg of levatas a kli, so what's the size of the hole to be mevata, to nullify the kli? The size is kones mashke. What does that mean? Shem derech oso negev, if through the hole you made in this kli cheres, you can allow water to enter into the kli, so then that hole will mevata the kli from its status, so it's not makabel tuma. Or to be metari if it was tummy. This is the machlokas of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik and Rabbi Yosi. According to Elazar Bar Tzadik, this titris nukov is the holes in this titris are the holes of konis mashke. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, ain't it nichshav? We don't deem this to have holes of konis mashke for the reasons that we explained earlier. And this is the yesod of their machlokas. And Mishnah Zion, hatmein shebikli charis. Elim kli charis. The following are the kli charis that are mekabel tuma. Tavla sheyeshla lizbeis. This luach shel charis is tablet of earthenware that has a maskeres, that has a rim to it. Umach tashlim, and a pan that has walls to it. And the truth is, the Mefarshim point out, you know, why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? We learned in Mishnah Gimel that the opposite cases were tar. So obviously here, they're going to be tummy. So I need the Mefarshim to talk about it. If you have a tablet, like this board, that's filled with bowls attached to the board, nitmes achas mehen b'sheretz, if a sheretz enters into one of the bowls, lo nitmu kulam. So the rest of the bowls will not become tameh, because each bowl is independent on its own. Im yesh lizbeis odif, however, if there's a lizbeis, like a lip, shebisfas hatav at the edge of this tablet, bolit lamala that protrudes upwards, mikol ha'aros, above all the bowls, so now it's ma'achas, and if one of the bowls became tameh, bit mukon, they'll all become tameh, all the bowls. Because via this lip, this rim that goes around the board, it encompasses all the bowls and deems it as one kli. And the chin based tavlin shel charis. If you have an earthenware based tavlin, like a spice container, so mechulak latam, it's divided into chambers. K'ilitim b'chol tavata, to put into each chamber a different spice. And v'kalmarim hamut emes. This is a kli asu l'ses betuch. It's a kli that they would use to put into ink and kulmus and like pens and quills. And the kalim that we needed for this sofer. So like a pencil book. It's also made with different sections. Now there's a lot of them. We call it in Laz, we call it the Kalmari. Okay? So this Kalmari Hamut Emes, then is like this. That if one of the chambers become Tameh from a Sheretz, all of them are not going to become Tameh. All of them will not become Tameh, only that chamber. But if there's a lip, or some kind of rim that goes around, that protrudes above the chambers, then if one of them become tummy, then all the sections, all the compartments will become tummy. Ubeis tavlin shel eitz. If you have a spice container made out of eitz, made out of wood, shedit ma'echad b'mashke ha'tummy mach masheret. So one of the compartments, one of the chambers becomes tummy through a mashke, liquid, that was tummy because it touched a sheret. So the chavim were gozer on mashkim tameim mach masheret. Liquids that are tummy because of touching a sheret. That they'll be metame kalim, these mashka metame kalim, midirabbanan. Gezeira, because of the mashka of a zav, meaning the mashka of a zav, like roika, the saliva, zeva, the emission that comes out of his body, or his meraglayim, those are an av hatumah. They're metame kalim midiraisa. So the chomer goes there that a mashka, which became tame machmas asharis, will be metame midirabbanan. However, the Mishnah teaches us, shem echad hatumah, if one of the sections of the spice container, which is made out of wood, became tameh from a mashke ha tameh mach masheretz, lodet b'chaveray. The mashke, which this tameh mashke, is not going to be metameh the next section. Shamashke ha tameh lodnaga batashin el nagabah, because it only touched this the next section of this spice container from the back. V'kli shenitma gabay, a kli that the back of it becomes tameh through a mashke, lodnitma teichoy, excuse me, the inside will not become tameh. Aval, however, if one section became tameh from an actual sheretz itself, then nitma chaver, the next section is tameh as well, because a kli eitz is mekabel tuma migabay from the back, and one section becomes tameh. Harinaga tuma begabay, it's touching now the tuma is touching now the back of the second section, it will make a tameh as well. Reb Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, cholken es evya, we divide the thickness, meaning imnaga mashkim, if the tameh mashkim touches b'doifin, the wall, shebein shneitam, that's between the two sections of this spice, this wooden spice container, we divide the thickness of that wall in half. Hamashamesh latame, tame, the half of the wall, that's shebetzar atah shenitma, shenitma, that's facing the side of the section that has the tum in it, that will become tame. Hamashamesh atar atar, but the half of the wall on the other side of this chamber, this section, where there is no tumma, so now it's only touching the back of this chamber, So then that, chatzia defen shebetzad atah, this half of the wall of the other side will be tar. Though lalacha, we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And the Mishnah concludes, im yesh lo lizbeis odef. So now if you have, im yesh lo safa, there's this lip that goes around all of the sections, people let us, it goes above all of them, so then nitma echad mehem, nitzacha veirai. So if one of them becomes tameh, then of course the rest will become tameh, because now it will be deemed all as one clique.